WVT's is Keith.
Hey, Keith, it's Tom.
Hey, what's going on?
Keith, what is the MBS one that says cancel? Is it canceled or, because I don't have anything on my work for fiber.
Wait, hang with me. Do you know what's the name? I have no idea.
Well, you put it on the work yesterday.
Oh, you mean the first for, I'm thinking trouble ticket. You mean for installs.
Yeah.
Hang with me.
Says MBS.
Yep, I remember. Yep.
But I don't have anything on here that for that.
That's because Marie must have gave it to Will instead.
Okay.
Because it's not on your tile anymore. It's on Will's.
Okay.
So I guess you don't have an order.
All right. Well, then, good, because I still got to recoup from yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure. Yes, sir.
But, dude, I had two scheduled appointments for 8 o'clock in the morning and one for 10 o'clock in the morning. And Karen's getting a customer calling her, and instead of Karen handling the customer, she's making me call or tell me to contact my manager to let him know that this guy missed his appointment, that she's not going to talk to him because he's nasty.
Ah, gotcha. Lovely.
I said, I'm working on other appointments that were scheduled at the same time.
Yeah.
It was Vernon. I forget, two in Vernon at 8 o'clock and one in Warwick at 10 o'clock. A trouble ticket in Warwick at 10 o'clock and another service order that we were finishing up that was a trouble ticket that shouldn't have been a trouble ticket that we should have been finished with days ago. But we were working on that yesterday, all in the morning.
Yeah. Yep.
What bothers me most is why Karen can't just handle the customer and apologize or something and say, we're sorry, the repairman right now got, delayed. He's going to get to you. I'll call him. I'll find out what his estimated time is going to be, and I'll let you know when he can be over there. Okay, no problem. He was okay with me. When I finally got up above water to try to catch my breath to call him, I said,
yeah,
in the middle of the install, just talk to him and let him know I'm delayed.
Yeah.
No,
yep.
Contact the manager. Huh?
No, I get it. I don't know.
No, you don't know. I'm just,
I don't know, man.
Friggin' recouping, man. It don't make any sense. Like, and then just expect that, for me, I said, Karen, I didn't tell her that. I'm like, I'm doing everything I can to try to keep these people happy with the time constraints I got.
Yeah, yep.
Like,
yep.
Just call the customer and let them know. No, just contact your manager, she says. That's what the manager needs to get involved in. We can't handle that ourselves. What are we, in kindergarten?
Gotta love it, man.
Talk to the principal.
Oh, God, it can only get better, Tom, hopefully.
I know. Better days are coming. You must cringe. Do you cringe when you talk to me?
No, it's fine. It's all good.
I'm just letting you know what's going on, man. So
yeah, I get it.
So I don't have that one to worry about.
Yeah, it looks like Will has it now.
So Will has that one. I do have a service order for there, and right now. Oh, and by the way, too, this one customer, I don't know what you guys could do, I suppose, but the one customer that I went to that said was nasty.
Yeah.
All of his services are fine. His Wi-Fi thing.
I know. It looked, I spoke to him yesterday. It looked fine to me, too. He was just so adamant that there was a service issue. I told him I didn't see a problem.
I finally updated my notes so that you guys can see that we're not networking people. Even if we say we're going to go out there and charge him, he just needs to be flat out told that his equipment is working. It's his hardwiring going to old gigabit switches and going up to whatever this Plex server that I've never heard of that's got a million 2 years that's being delayed that he's claiming that I broke now. He goes, oh, it was working before, now and I'm working at all. I'm like, all I did, I didn't do anything. I said, I made your wireless. So we'll put it back wired. If that's what it relies on, I don't know. It's an app on your system. But I noted his service is picture perfect, really. I didn't say that, but that's basically what it is. The Plume is giving out a gig.
Yep.
The Plume has got Wi-Fi throughout the house, adequate Wi-Fi signal. I put an extender in just to try to keep him happy because it comes with the service anyway. So many hardwired devices going to gigabit switches to other routers and stuff, but he's unwilling to take any responsibility for his own equipment.
Yeah, yep.
So that's something now that would be a management situation because we're not going in there and rewiring his house.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly.
Got our service if he wants to dictate a different spot. No wonder why he keeps saying that the copper was just as good or better because you're still running the same crap that you had on the other service.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
He was a weirdo. He was like Ronnie Krasinski on steroids. Like, Ronnie.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
He was like that weirdness times 10. Or maybe even more.
Oh, God.
Times 100. It was a creepy, well, you've talked to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, yep. I've spoken to him. Crazy, man.
He's creepy. In person, in this case.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Now you're broken. Now it don't work at all.
Can't make these people happy.
No, not him especially. So, well, anyway, I just wanted to give you a little heads up with that situation in case it crops up. It's noted. Anyway.
Okay.
Very good, Keith. Thank you.
All right. You got it. No problem. Later. Bye-bye.